Maybe we'll start tonight on Nun Vav Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the top. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta, Tana Rabbana. It repeats the din that we knew already. Bola Rabbo, you have the houses in the city all over the place, and it's not in the shape of a rectangle, but the Halacha says, Bola Rabbo, you make the city into a rectangle. We had the Gemara last week. It doesn't have to be made into a square. A rectangle is good enough. So, Marabba Bribu Ha'ilo. You try to make it into a rectangle approximately according to the northeast southwest. So, how do you know which way is north? So you have to have a compass. So, how do you know which way is north? So, the Tosefta says, you should have the northern border according to the latitude and longitude, according to a map. How do you know which is which? The simoncha, if you don't know, is Egla B'Tzofim V'Akra B'Durim. You have the 12 constellations. So if you know which constellation is in the north, which is in the south, so that's wonderful. The shaila is, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Emeni Adela Rabba B'Ribur Shaloylam, what if I don't know anything about the constellations? So you follow the North Star. I don't know which is the Northern Star. The Big Dipper. Big Dipper goes to the North. I don't know which the Big Dipper is. I don't know anything about the constellations. So he tells you, follow the sun, where the sun rises. Yeah, but the sun doesn't always rise in the east. Sometimes the sun rises northeast. Sometimes the sun rises in the southeast. Depends which season of the year. So that's what he's teaching you. So he says, Rabbi Yossi Amimena, Deala Rabbi Bribu Shaloylam, if you can't figure out, with based on the constellations, based on the Big Dipper and the North Star, so he says, Merabba Kemin Hatkufa. So you go according to sunrise and sunset. Ketzad, so in the long days in the summertime, Chama Yotza B'yom Oruch V'shakas B'yom Oruch, Zehu Pnei Tzofen. The sun rises in northeast, and it sets in northwest. It doesn't rise due east and it doesn't set due west. It rises northeast and it's going to set in northwest. And b'yom kotzer, in the winter time when the days are shorter, so it's fakert. So it's going to rise in the southeast and it's going to set in the southwest. Shine.
Actually, the only difference in winter and summer is the angle of elevation. So it's always on the same direction.
So it's not so. The Gemara says it's not so. I'm not sure what the Gemara means.
It is so. I don't agree with it.
Oh. Yeah.
But you visual.
Okay. And then if the day of the equinox, then it's going to be due east, and it's going to be due west.
What were they doing with this Zrikos and went up on the Mizbeach, and they have to know this Svinus?
Well, that we know. Tzofen is the right hand side of the Azara. That we know with our eyes closed. But Meretach, if the person is in the middle of Wyoming, and he has a city, so he doesn't know which way is north, which way is south. How's he going to figure it out?
How do you know what's the longest
day
and what's the shortest
day? Oh, okay. I don't know. So apparently they had the ability to figure that out. So the Gemara says that it's based on a pasuk in Koheles about the sun rising and the sun setting, and Rashi has a long arichas over here. Rashi has a long arichas based on the understanding that they had in the days of the Gemara from the Goyish astronomers, where is the sun at nighttime when we don't see it. So the Gemara had a whole different understanding of what's going on with the sunrise and the sunset and everything. So here is a long Rashi. Zehu Pnei Tzofen. There's a long Rashi over here. Rashi just says that the day of the equinox, the sun rises due east and it sets due west. And then, as the days get longer, the days get shorter. So the sun will rise in a different location. Little by little, it'll move and rise in different location.
Maybe it doesn't make any difference anyway, because it's only a matter of squaring of the area, and you are not going to do anything with it, whether you square. Whether he went this way or went that way.
No, you have to know where the Trum is. No, you have...
Okay.
Right. You have a city, and then you have to make it into a rectangular shape, and then you have the Tchum Shabbos outside of that. So I want to know, where can I go? I have to try to make a northeast-southwest. So here, there's a very long Rashi here. Rashi, Anun Vav Manav of Dima Masra Zeu Pnei Sofon. A long Rashi, 30 lines long. I read the Rashi a few times. This year, a few years ago, a few years before that, I don't see anything in this Rashi. Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Chuvas has in three different volumes. He said he heard from his father, and that's it. Heard from his father, so there's nothing to disagree. That Rashi over here says that Chatzos all year long is the same time. Why? Apparently the Luach that the Tiferes Yerushalayim Yeshiva used to send out would print when is the earliest time you can daven Mincha. So they would give a kakayt zman that no one understood what it was based on. The zman would always be at this 12:20 or 12:30, something like that. So people couldn't understand why. It's much too early. Chatzos is not always so early. Chatzos is a lot of times later. If you're dealing in the summertime with daylight savings time, so fresh dates of the Luach is going to have an hour later. But even with the hour later, it was kakayt. So they asked Rav Moshe Feinstein that he should look into it. There's a mistake in the Luach. So he said, no mistake. I gave him the instructions. This is what he has, a tradition from his father. And it says, based on this Rashi, that Chatzos is always, Chatzos is when the sun is directly above. The sun is always directly above the same time it is the day of the equinox. The day that that sunrise and sunset is the same time. So that's, when is that? That's September 22nd or something. So the sunrise in New York is something like 11 minutes before 12. And so that, no. Sunrise is 11 minutes before 6, and the sunset is something like 11 minutes before 6, something like that. So therefore, the Chatzos is 11 minutes before 12. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that all year long, Chatzos is 11 minutes before 12. So he says, when you want to figure out, but the first half of the day will sometimes be longer than the second half of the day, and the second half of the day will sometimes be longer than the first half of the day. That's what no one understands. Well, how can it be? What do you mean? Chatzos is when the sun is directly above, is exactly halfway in between. So Rav Moshe keeps on, in all the three tshuvas, he keeps on insisting, though. Chatzos stays the same. So when you have to calculate, one is the Sov Zman Kriya Shema. So Sov Zman Kriya Shema is not the way we always do. We go from sunrise to sunset, and the end of Zman Kriya Shema is the end of 3 hours. That's one quarter of the whole day. So Rav Moshe says, wrong. You have to take the first half of the day, from sunrise till his chatzos. Sometimes it'll be the longer half of the day, sometimes it'll be the shorter half of the day. The two halves are not the same. And you have to divide that in half. So you divide that in half, that's going to be the Sozman Kriyash. And Sozman Tfila will be 4 hours into the day, Shozmanios, but Shozmanios from the first half of the day, not Shozmanios from the whole day. And when you calculate when you daven mincha, you can't daven mincha within the first half hour after chatzos. So the Mishnah Brura has a suffix in the Bir Halacha whether the first half hour means an hour of 60 minutes. So you have to wait always 30 minutes, however long day, short day. Or no, the half hour is also shows manias, depends how long the day is. So the Mishnah Brura recommends you should always go the chumer. So if you're going to calculate according to shows manias, since you're talking about the second half of the day, so you have to calculate based on, it's such a complicated cheshbon, you have to calculate based on the second half of the day. From this chatzos, which is all year long stays 11 minutes before 12 in the afternoon, till sunset, whenever that is, that's 6 hours, you have to divide that by six and get a shor, and half of that is going to be a chatzi shor. That's not the way anybody else calculates. So he pins the blame on Rashi. He says the Rashi, says, I don't know, I read this Rashi many times, I don't see. Everybody else reads the Rashi also. Nobody sees where Rashi
but
says.
In any event, the Dash Yachid. It's Dash Yachid anyway, so what's the problem?
Okay. Who is the Dash Yachid? I don't know. He says the Vilna Gaon. He thinks the Vilna Gaon says this. He doesn't say where. I don't know where. He thinks that that's what Rashi says, that's what the Vilna Gaon says. And the main thing is that's what he heard from his father. That's what he heard from his father, so there's nothing to discuss. I don't know. I don't think most people do not. Most people, the father Rav Moshe, on 95% of what he says, 98% of what he says, this they don't follow. is everybody calculates from sunrise to sunset, and Chatzos fluctuates different times of the year. It's going to be a different time. It's not the same time all year long.
Okay.
The Magen Avraham quotes two opinions. When you calculate Shos Manios, when you calculate when is Shos Man Kriyashma, so the Vilna Gaon adopts that one position in the Magen Avraham, that you go from sunrise to sunset. And the Magen Avraham is noita the other way, that you have to go from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKehovim. And then you divide that by 12 to get Shos Manios.
Krokis was never a Shkia.
Okay. The word didn't exist.
I don't know. It worked.
Okay. They quote from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that he says also, according to the Magen Avraham, that you calculate Shos Manios from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKehovim, so Chatzos HaLaila should also be calculated from Tzeis HaKehovim till Alos HaShachar. So it'll you see, there's a big machlokes. Is it the same amount of time from Alos HaShachar till sunrise as it is from Shkia till Tzeis HaKehovim, or is it not the same? So the Gemara Msochim is talking about, and outside the Gemara is talking about the travelers. The Gemara is trying to determine what's Derech Rechoika. There's a pasuk in Bahaloscha that if a person is a Tomei or Derech Rechoika, he wasn't able to participate in Korban Pesach Rishon, so brings Pesach Sheni. Tava says Derech Rechoika, he was in New Zealand, he was in Australia, and he couldn't make it. So the Gemara says no. If he was Tesvav Milan, if he was 15 milen outside of Yerushalayim and he can't make it, if he's going to walk by foot starting from Chatzos on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you can't bring the Korban Pesach, you can't be marked with the Korban Pesach before Chatzos, and you can't be marked with the Korban Pesach after Shkia. So starting from Chatzos till Shkia, how far could a person walk if he's walking by foot? Why is the din depend on walking by foot? That's a question in Poskim, whether that's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, or that was the normal means of transportation in the days of the Bais Rish and Bais Sheni. Maybe Lasid Lava as Moshiach that come in, and the normal means of transportation will be by going by car, so maybe the shear will depend on how far you can get by car. Maybe most people will travel by helicopter or whatever, airplanes. So maybe the shear will not depend on how far a person can get walking by foot, but rather how far a person could get by going by car, going by helicopter. But the Gemara says, at least in the day, that was a big machlokes in the 1700s. Because this din, the din of Derech Rechoika is not a hechetimtza, that he just won't make and he can't bring the Korban Pesach. The Gemara says, no, he does make it. If he's outside of 15 milen, he's miles and miles away on Erev Pesach at Chatzos, but he goes by horseback and he arrives in Yerushalayim hours before the Shkia. He goes by helicopter, he gets there way before the Shkia. So the Gemara says if he was Bederech Rechoika B'Shash Chitas HaPesach, when the Shech did his Korban Pesach, so he's not Yotzei. It's not just the Hechitimtza, if you're Derech Rechoika, you just won't make it. You won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach and Metzius. You will be able to. You go by horseback, you're going to make it. So the Gemara says it's a din. Shachtu v'zorka, if they shech the Korban Pesach on a person who's b'derech rechoika, he's not been starved after Yerushalayim. So what's the definition of derech rechoika? If he's so far away that he cannot reach Yerushalayim before the Shkia, it's determined at Chatzos, if he's more than 15 miles away. So in the days of the Bais Rish and Bais Sheni, apparently the average traveler would go by foot. So that's why the Gemara says it depends on how far you can get by walking by foot. It doesn't depend on going by horseback. So the Poskim had a machlekes. What's going to be L'mos HaMashiach? Will it still depend on walking by foot? Or does it depend on horseback or by automobile? Because it's Negel Alocha Tehilchas Avelos. The din is that if the family is sitting Shiva, someone died, and they have no telephone, and one of the children didn't know that one of the parents died. So he comes in the middle, he comes by train, and he comes to the parents' home to visit his parents. All of a sudden he finds out they're all sitting Shiva. Somebody died. So the Gemara says, even though they're ready, they're holding by the fifth, sixth, seventh day in the morning of Shiva, as long as they didn't get up yet, as long as they didn't finish the Shiva yet. So if he comes, if one of the children comes, a brother comes, so if he comes, Mimakam Karayv, Mani Mohim. He just picks up where they're holding. If it comes, Mimakam Rachayk, Mani Liatzma. Then he has to count his own Shiva. So what's the definition of makam karev and makam rochek? So the Rif and the Tosfos quote, and all the Poskim quote from the Baal Halachas Gedolos, that makam karev has to do with derech rechoika. Just like over there by Derech HaChoyke, one who's B'Derech HaChoyke is not Mitzuref to Yerushalayim because he's too far away. So too, if the person, the relative who just found out about the Avelis, if he comes Mimokim Rochoyk, so he's not Mitzuref to the Beis Ovel. If he comes Mimokim Korah, if he comes from a closer location, that he is Mitzuref. So what's the definition of Mokim Korah, Mokim Rochoyk? So by Korban Pesach, the Chi of Korban Pesach, most of the Rishonim learn, the Rambam has a different shot. Most of the Rishonim learn like this. The Chi of Korban Pesach begins at Chatzos and Erev Pesach, and the Zman is up at Shkia. You can't be makariv, even if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Zvada Yom for another 50 minutes after the Shkia, but still the Gemara says, Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sacham. You can't be makariv of any karbonis after the Shkia. So there the Gemara has this halacha. The Gemara says, we judge at Chatzos, where is he? Is he Makam Korav or Makam Rochek? Can he arrive in Yerushalayim? Can he reach the Beis HaMikdash? Can he arrive in Yerushalayim? If he's going to start walking at Chatzos, will he arrive in Yerushalayim at Shkia? So there it depends on a half a day's walking. By Avelos, so the Rishonim quote from the Bahag, from the Halachas Gedolos, why should it only be a half a day's walking? So they say it should be a whole day's traveling. Why should it be a day? Why shouldn't it be all 7 days? Basically, but that's what he says, a whole day's traveling. So how far can a person get by traveling a whole day? So the Shaila is, the Gemara gives the shear from Makam Korav, Makam Rochek for Yerushalayim based on how far a person can walk in a half a day from Chatzos to Lishkia. So, and the Gemara said, Beferish, even though he's going to come riding on a horse and he's going to make it, he'll leave. They shechted his Korban Pesach at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He's going to come in a helicopter. He'll come there before the Shkia. He'll make it. So the Gemara says, no good. If shechted bezoko ala one who's a derech chok is not yitz. So the Gemara says beferish that there it depends on how far you can get walking, not how far you can get horseback riding or going by automobile. So the shaila is, that's what the Chareinim had a machlekes in the 1700s. That's relevant to Hilchas Avelis Bizman Hazeh. Now in Europe, most of the people would go a long distance, would not walk by foot. They would travel by horseback. But today, they wouldn't travel by horseback. They'd go by car, by bus or something, or by train. So maybe it depends on each generation. How will the average traveler arrive? Will he go by foot, or will he go by horseback, or will he go by train? So that was a big machlokes in the 1700s. So what's going to be as Mashiach that come in? We'll find out the good news. When he'll come, we'll have to, the Rabbanim will have to break their heads to figure out what the din is. But what's the din meanwhile? Then you get to Avelis. So in Avelis, we say, whenever there's a suffix Avelis, you go Lekulim. Halachik de Ramekel Bavel. Anytime there's any suffix, so we always go Lekulim. So we go Lekulim, we say, if the person came, if the relative came, if they called him up and he finds out about the Avelis where he is and then he comes there, so many poskim hold that there is no din, the money in Mohim. The din money in Mohim only applies if the relative came into the Beis HaOvel, and that's when he becomes aware of the death of the relative. The Maram Shik has a tshuva, what the son came to visit the parents and he came by train. In the days of the Maram Shik, they had trains already. That's the middle 1800s. And then he comes and he finds out that he finds out in the train station before on his way to his parents' home, he finds out that a parent died. So is that considered? He heard the news the Beis HaOvel or no? He heard before he walked into the Beis HaOvel. He heard when he got off of the train. So that's a din. I think he says it's no good. I think he says he has to sit shiva separately. He only counts shiva with them money mayim. If he found out the news, he heard the shmua in the Beis HaOvel mamish. In the Beis HaOvel mamish. So that's a machlokes. Do we still say it's only 10 parsois? That's 40 milin, the distance a person can travel walking by foot, one day's traveling. God is saying, no, hundreds of miles. A person today would go by automobile or by train. He can go hundreds of miles in a day. Shadis, if you go hundreds of miles, so you can go from one continent to the other also. So you can even go, what's the furthest location? I don't know, Australia, New Zealand. I don't know, what's the furthest Ekveld from New York? So you can probably get anywhere, cannot anywhere in the world within one day. You can probably get anywhere. So there's no longer a din of Derech Chochok and Derech Kroiva. Everything is Derech Kroiva, at least as far as Avelis is concerned. By Erev Pesach, it depends on how far you can get traveling a half a day. And by Avelis, it depends how far you can get traveling a whole day. So traveling a whole day can get kimat from any place in the world. So Ramosha Feinstein.
12 hours? You say day, 24 hours or 12?
The Gemara talks 12 hours because they would only travel, walk by foot in the daytime. The average person would walk by foot. But if we say it depends on one day's traveling of the average traveler, so the average traveler in the days of the Gemara would walk by foot only in the daytime from Alos HaShachar till Tzeisachom. The average traveler today will go by airplane if he's going. He's not going to go by boat. From New Zealand to America, he's not going to go by boat. Either he's going to go by plane, he's not going to go at all. So if it goes by plane, so the plane should be day and night. They should say, how far can you get in one day? So you can get from anywhere, came out, practically anywhere in the world.
How long it takes to get to the airport.
Okay, that's also
I believe that you once said that even today there is a machloikis, whether you're counting Shul's manios or the distance. And there was a question, what will happen if somebody travels from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim?
Tfilas HaDerech. Tfilas HaDerech, the Gemara says, Ad Parsa. You only say, a Parsa is 4 mil.
That's what you once said.
Right, so the Mishnah Brurah holds that 4 mil is a distance, not a time period. Yeah. If you go by car, you can do
exactly.
You can do 4 mil in a few minutes. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah quotes. It's a shear of distance. And Rav Chacham Avad Yosef disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah, and he thinks that it's a time. Yeah, but here it's a shear of distance. Here, Benegat Derech Kraiva, Derech Rechoika, the Gemara calls it, the Chumash calls it Derech Rechoika. And here by Mokum Kar, Mokum Ro, depends on a distance, not
maybe
on a time.
Maybe a difference in Natila Sidayim also. Because you have to wait, I believe, at Parsu.
Okay. So the Pashtus says that's a shear in time.
That's a shear in time.
If a person wants to eat, a person wants to daven mincha. Person wants to daven. So he's supposed to wash his hands before he daven. Doesn't have any water. Or let's say he wants to eat a sandwich and he doesn't have any water to wash until he's daven. So if you don't have, you don't have. So you put on gloves. And then you're allowed to eat with that until it's done. It doesn't help if you wrap up the food, you have to wrap up your hands. But the question is, if he'll postpone, he's going by car, and he has no water. If he'll postpone his eating of the sandwich for half an hour, for 45 minutes, he'll come to a location where there will be a gas station where they have water. He'll be able to wash over there. So he's in Mukhiv, and he's a little hungry now. He's in Mukhiv to wait 45 minutes till he has the ability to wash until it's a daimar. He's saying no, he's allowed to say amoitzi now and put on gloves and say amoitzi and eat without until it's a daimar. So the Gemara says, ad parsa.
Oh.
If it's not a question of losing time, if you're going to tell me I have to go out of my way and then come back in order to get water, if I'm going to go on my way, it's going to take 25 hours, then I'm going to get to water. If I'm going out of my way, so then the Gemara says, ad mil. A mil out of your way and then a mil back. So ad mil yimuchib. But how far, we're not talking about wasting time, how about how long you have to wait? So then the Gemara says, ad parsa. So parsa is 4 mil, so then that's not a shear in distance, that's a shear in time. How long are you mechayev to wait to postpone your meal? That's a shear in time. So Rabbi Avad Yosef says that since over there parsa is a shear in time, so for the Tfilas HaDerech also it's a shear in time. Mishnah Berurah knows that by Netilas Yadayim it's a shear in time, and he thinks that by Tfilas HaDerech it's not a shear in time, it's a shear in distance.
Okay.
You are in a midbar, this is a problem. You drive over there's no water.
Oh, so
some people they say with a rock you can drive off the hand on a rock.
That's for davening. The din is a person who's really supposed to wash his hands before davening. So what if he doesn't have any water? So then the Gemara says you should wipe your hands on a midi dibinaki. Wipe your hands off on something that'll clean your hands.
Maybe.
Yeah, but as far as washing the tilis adayim for bread, for that you gotta have water. So if there's no water, if there's just no water, so you have to put on gloves, put some shmat on your hands so you won't be touching the bread with your hands. And we only allow that kula to eat without washing until it's a daim if it's going to be such a long wait. If he'll wait that parsa, if he'll wait the amount of time that it takes to go 4 milin, that's a mil. Mishnah Berurah assumes that a mil is 18 minutes.
Yeah.
Others say no, that it really should be 22 and a half minutes. Others say it's 24 minutes. We should don't paskal. So really, if you're going on the highway, if you'll wait 4 times 18 minutes, that's 72 minutes. How long is that? 72 is 4 times 18. So then you're mechuyev to wait. But to lose time, to waste time, so then you're running mechuyev for 2 million. one mil to go and one mil to come back. Yeah. So this was a big machlekes in the So that Gemara Mstochem is talking about the traveler. How far will he walk if he starts walking from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKochem? So the Gemara says, how much time before sunrise is Alos HaShachar? How much time after Shkia is Tzeis HaKochavim? So the Gemara first says it takes 5 milen, the amount of time that you can walk 5 milen. And the Gemara finally backs out and says 4 milen.
Yeah.
The amount of time, 4 milen. So the Gemara there says 4 milen from Alos HaShachar till sunrise and 4 milen from Nishkia till Tzeis HaKochavim. So this is the famous problem. This contradicts the Gemara Beim HaMadlikim, where the Gemara says that the period of time that's Bein HaShmashes is 3/4 of a mil. And here the Gemara says that it's 4 milen. So the Rabbeinu Tam and most of the Rishonim say that there's no stira, that Tzeis HaKochavim is really 4 milen after the Shkia, but the first 3 1/4 milen are Vadayom, till almost an hour after sunset is Vadayom. That's what the Vilna Gaon Leib said, that he says ridiculous. Achush Makhesh, you look outside, the sky is full of stars. How can you say that it's Vadayom? But that's what the Rabbeinu Tam, most of the Rishonim said. We don't understand it. He claims that it's Vadayim for 50 minutes or so, and then 3/4 of a mil is going to be Bein HaShmashes. And the other, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, the amount of time before sunrise till Alos HaShachar, amount of time from Nishkia till Tzeis HaKochavim, is the same amount of time. So if you're going to try to ascertain when is Chatzos HaLaila, it does make a difference whether you go, want to ascertain when is Chatzos HaYom, when is Chatzos HaLaila, it does make a difference whether you go from sunrise to sunset, from Alos HaShachar to Tzeis HaKochavim. It's going to be the same Chatzos. It's not good. When is going to be the Sozman Kriyashmo will make a difference. When is going to be the Sozman Tefillah will make a difference. Whether you're calculating from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis, or you're calculating from Zvicha to Shkia. When is going to be Chatzos HaYom, Chatzos HaLaila, it's going to be the exact same time. Unless you hold, like the other Goyim, like the Shitas HaGoyim and the Vilna Goyim, many years later, the Vilna Goyim held like the Goyim, that Gemara that says that Tzeis HaKochavim is 4 milen after the Shkia till Tzeis HaKochavim, that's not the din of Tzeis HaKochavim when it's Vaday Laila. That has nothing to do with Bein HaShmash and Tzeis HaKochavim. That's Tzeis Kol HaKochavim with respect to travelers on the highway. The context of that Gemara is in the end of Psachim and Perk Mishohayotomi by the Derech Rechaika, when the fellas walking by foot on the highway. So those people who would be in the habit of walking by foot, they would start walking at the crack of dawn way before at Alos HaShachar, and they would walk till 4 milen after the Shkia, that says Kol HaKochavim. But when is Tzeis HaKochavim? That's Vaday Laila, way before that. The Bein HaShmashes begins right away at Shkia, that's what the Vilna Gaon Baal HaTanya say. And then the period of Bein HaShmashes is 3/4 of a mil, and then it's already Tzeis HaKochavim. So if you say like that, then it's not the same amount of time from Alos HaShachar till Zricha, it's not the same amount of time as it is from Nishkia till Tzeis HaKochavim. So then if you want to calculate when is Chatzos HaYom, when is Chatzos HaLaila, it's not going to be the same. Everything's going to be different. So that's what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says about eating the matzah before Chatzos on Leil Pesach. He says you should calculate based on the Magen Avraham from Tzeis HaKochavim, it's going to be earlier. If Tzeis HaKochavim is like a Gimel Revei Mil after the Shkia, and Alos HaShachar is going to be 4 mil before the sunrise, so the Chatzos HaLaila is going to be earlier than we would have normally thought. According to the Vilna Gaon, you go from sunrise to sunset to calculate Chatzos HaYom and Chatzos HaLaila. But according to the others, Reb Shlomo Zalman says you should be medaktik to eat the matzah before Chatzos HaLaila, according to the Magen Avraham's man, which is going to be earlier. Yeah.
So from Alos till Tzeis is 40 mil?
From Alos till Tzeis is 40 mil. Walking is 40 mil.
But by Korban Pesach, from Chatzos till Shkia is 50, Tzvav mil?
Why is it Tezvav? The Gemara says Tezvav. Why? Because it's a why? I thought it should be 4 mil before. It's 4 mil from Alos till Zricha, and it should be 4 mil from Shkia till Tzeis. So you should subtract. You should really subtract the 8. 4 and 4 is 8. You subtract 8 from the 40. You should be left with 32.
Right.
So half of 32 should be 16. It's 16, not 15. Right. I think it's Tezayin mil. Or is it Tezvav mil? I forgot already. Got to look in the Gemara Psochem. It's either 15 mil or 16 mil. I forgot already.
Okay.
Got to look in the Mishnah and Pesachim there. The Gemara calculates the whole Chesh. So this Rashi again, I don't think anybody else sees in the Rashi. I don't know what Rav Moshe Feinstein saw in this Rashi. He insists that that's what Rashi says, that the Chatzoi stays the same all year long based on the day of the equinox. And then the calculations become very complicated. If you're calculating something in the first half of the day, so you have to go with that half of the day, those 6 hours, whether they're the longer half of the day or the shorter half of the day. And if you're calculating the Tchilozman Mincha or Plaga Mincha, any calculations in the afternoon, so you have to calculate from the second half of the day. Just Meiridik. Very complicated. Very, very complicated. I don't think most Rabbanim do not follow Rabbi Moshe's position. Then the Gemara quotes on the same daf also, Omar Shmuel. This is really not relevant to Erevin, but this is the only place that it's discussed. So Shmuel is talking about when the Tkufa is. The Rambam writes that what is the nature of our calendar? Is it a solar calendar or a lunar calendar? So the Rambam writes that the months are lunar months and the years, it's an androgynous. Our calendar is an androgynous, half solar, half lunar. So the Rambam writes that the Chodoshim Achotshi Halavona, as it says in the Pasuk, Oilos Chodesh Bichot Shoy. How do you translate Oilos Chodesh Bichot Shoy? So the Rambam apparently is relying on the Targum Onkelos on the Pasuk, Oilos Chodesh Bichot Shoy Bichidush Shalavona. You bring the Korban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh with the Chidush Shalavona. So that shows, that's befavorish in the Pasuk, that the months have to be lunar months. The solar months and the solar calendar don't correspond. The first day of January, February, March, April, May, June doesn't necessarily correspond once in a long. It'll correspond to the Chidush Halvana, the Moilat Halvana. Most of the time, it doesn't correspond at all. So the Rambam says that pasuk shows Oilas Chodesh B'Chadshah B'Chidush Halvana shows that the months have to be lunar months and the year has to be a solar year, because the pasuk says that Pesach has to fall out B'Chodesh Aviv. And Sukkot has to fall out in the autumn season of the year. So that's why we have to rig the calendar every so often, every 3 years, every 2 years, we have to add on, make a Shana Mubaris. Instead of having 12 months, we're going to have 13 months. So it was important for the Chachmei HaGemara to know what is the length of the solar year. How long is the solar year? So Shmuel's calculation was, Rashi tells you over here, Shmuel's calculation was, that is 365 days. Where's the Rashi?
364.
Such a long Rashi here. 365 days and a quarter. And 6 hours here. The second white line of Rashi. How long is a solar year? Shin Samache Yomim, 365 days. V'shei Sha'os, and 6 hours. 6 hours out of 24 is a quarter. So 365 days and a quarter. So that's what the Chazal assume. So this is what Shmuel is assuming. This is known as Shmuel's calculation. Shmuel is the one who says, Nehirin li shvili dirikia, ki shvili dinardor. He knows astronomy, like he knows the streets in Nardor. And apparently he lived in Nardor and he knew the streets. They said, someone was saying about Rav Kook, about the chief Rabbi Kook, that he knows the Yerushalmi like he knows the streets of Tzfas. He used to go on vacation in the summertime to Tzfas. Rav Kook said, please don't say that because he always gets lost. He doesn't know the streets of Tzfas. He didn't know his way. He used to get lost all the time. No, but Shmuel knew the streets in Nardor with his eyes closed. So he says he knows the Shvila Derki. So this happens to be imprecise. This statement of Shmuel is imprecise. That the solar year is 365 days and 6 hours is not precise. And it's 14 minutes and 11 seconds off. So
which way?
It's longer than it's supposed to be. Yeah. It's really shorter. So if you, after 2 years, it's going to be 28 minutes and 22 seconds off. Mm-hmm. And after a couple of years, it's going to be a day off. Mm-hmm. And after another century, it's going to be another day off. Mm-hmm. So that's why the Gemara says that in Eretz Yisrael, We start saying Mashivroch Merda Geshem on Mashivroch Merda Geshem. We start saying on Shminat Tzeres. Why? We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that season of the year, even though we don't yet need the rain, but it's that season of the year that is going to be raining. So we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the summertime, we don't see the rain, so we don't praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's the one who brings the rain. You only praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the things that you actually see. The Gemara says after the Churban Bais Rishon, so the Nevi'im would daven, and they would leave out Hanoira. When they daven, Kelogal Agibav Hanoira, so they left out Hanoira. Ayei Noira Isa, we don't see that He's Noira. If the Ummah Soilam killed all the Jews and they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, it was far Noira. And then the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah Hechzir HaTorah LeYoshen, they put back in Noira. They said, Hein Hein Noira Isav, that the Ribbono Shel Olam contains himself and he doesn't punish the Ummah Soilam. That's called Hanoira. So you see from that Gemara that you only describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you only praise Him in a, with respect to a certain tchuna that you see that He's doing. So in the summertime in Eretz Yisrael when it doesn't rain, so you don't praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying He's the one who brings the rain. You don't see any rain there. In the wintertime and that season of the year that the rain does come, so you say Mashiach Mar Dagesh. When do you start saying the same Talamotar, Levracha? So that the Gemara says when you actually need the rain. That's not just the season of the year. So you start first Mashivroch and then you say Saint Talmud. So when do they actually need the rain in Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara has different suggestions. So the Psak is Zayin Machesh. Starting from the 7th of Machesh and they start saying Saint Talmud. Then the Gemara says, but in Bavel, there was also a dry season. See, in America, we don't have any dry season. Every day of the year, they'll tell you how many years, how much rain fell on every single day of the year. There is no dry season. In Eretz Yisrael, when you go for the summer, you don't need boots and you don't need an umbrella, you don't need a raincoat. It doesn't rain. If it rains for half a minute, then that's all. And that's a mikra. That's unusual. But in where we live in America, it always rains. Summer, winter, it always rains. So we don't really understand why don't we say the same Talamotar all year long? The whole our part of the world needs rain. The Gemara says in Nineveh, if you have a city, Nineveh, and they need rain at a different season from the rest of the world. So the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Taina says they sent a letter to Rebbe, to Rabbi Ranossi, should they say V'sein Talamot Levrocha and Baruch Aleinu, because it's considered like a Rabbim, or should they say Shmak Aleinu? Let's say I have a business, and for my business I need rain. The rest of the city doesn't want any rain. It's going to be a disaster, but I need rain today for some private purpose. So I should say the same Talamot to Lebrach and Shmak Aleinu. You only say in Baruch Aleinu if the whole Tzibur needs rain. So the Gemara asked the Shaila, what if it's Ir Gedolah Keninveh with a big population, should they say the same Talamot and Baruch Aleinu? The Gemara says, not only if the whole country needs rain. And Ir Gedolah doesn't count. So the Gemara says, what about Bavel? When do they start saying the same Talamot and Bavel? So the Gemara says, 60 days after the Tkufa. 60 days after Tkufa's Tishrei. What is the Tkufa? So that's what Shmuel is talking about over here. Shmuel works on the assumption that the solar year is 365 days and Shesh Shoas and a quarter. So if you divide that by four, then Shmuel assumes that the four seasons of the year, you have summer, winter, spring, and fall. So he assumes that the four seasons of the year are equal in length. So you divide 300, that's what I would have said. Common sense dictates like that, but it's not correct. So I would also divide like that. 365 and a quarter, 0.25, divided by 4. So he comes up to the conclusion that it's Tzadik Aleph Yom. What does Shmuel say? The length of each Tkufa... Oh, Shmuel never said it. Rashi explained it. The length of each Tkufa is what?
One quarter.
Is one quarter of that... So it's 91 days, seven and a half hours. Tzadik Aleph Yom, V'zayin Shoas HaMachza. Shehem Reviyah, Shal Shin Samachei Reviyah. Right. It's 91 days, seven and a half hours, which is exactly one quarter. So this is off. The 365 and a quarter is off. And the Mela, the 91 days and the seven and a half hours is off. Aside from that, the whole thing is off because it's not so. The length of each tkufa is not identical because the closer the earth is to the sun, so the faster it speeds. The earth goes around the sun. So when it's further away from the sun, so it takes longer. So the four tkufas are not the same. I'm sure this is all in the art scroll, but I don't have an art scroll. So I happen to have Rabbi Bleich's sefer that he put out many years ago on the Birchas HaChama. So he explains, he quotes all the Marmukaimus on this, from all the Goyish sources and the Yiddish sources. So he shows that the four tkufas are not really equal. So how does Shmuel is supposed to be the world's greatest expert? He's the Nehil Neishvir, the Kirkishvir, the Shvili Den Ardua. So he quotes from a Sefer Yisoid Olam. The Rosh out of Talmud wrote a book on the Jewish Luach, on the calendar. That's Yisoid Olam, talks about the international dateline also. That's one of the Svarim that the Chazon Ish quotes in his long tshuva and his psak. So the Yisoid Olam claims that Shmuel knew this, but Shmuel knew the precise, he knew that his calculations were not precise, but he wanted to make life easier for us. So he gave us this imprecise shiur. Okay. So with respect to saying the same Talamotor, so we follow this imprecise shiur, because you're going to have to, you're going to, the same Talamotor, everybody has to know when you start saying the same Talamotor. It's not only for the big Rabbanim and the big people are going to publish a Luach. So something that's up to the whole public to know, so that's too complicated to start giving so many fractions. So he gave an easy calculation. The benegeya to the establishing the luach, to know whether any given year is going to be a shana pshuta, shana muberes, so this has to do with Pesach falling out. Pesach has to begin after the tkufas nissen, has to be in the chodesh aviv in the springtime. So a lot of times in our calendar, the tkufas nissen falls in the middle of Pesach. It's supposed to fall before Pesach. Pesach, at the beginning of Pesach, has to start in the spring season, after the spring season began already. And according to our calculations that we're following Shmuel, everything is cockeyed, it's off. Once in a long while, the Tkufas Nissen will fall out after Pesach is all over already. The whole Pesach will be before the Tkufas Nissen. And more often will be that Tkufas Nissen will be in the middle of Pesach, which is also not supposed to be correct. Tkufas Nissen is supposed to be before. So the answer is, that's what the Svarim point out. That's what he quotes from the earlier Svarim, that there was another Amora who disagreed with Shmuel, and his Tkufas Ravada. Where does it say this? All the Rishonim say this. Those who are talking about, where does it say in the Gemara that Ravada disagrees? Doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara. They had such a tradition. Tkufas Ravada, the Ravada disagrees. And his calculations were more precise than Shmuel. So with respect to the Luach, to determine which year is going to be a Shana Pshuta, Shana Muberes, that not every individual has to figure that out. The Rabbanim and the generation figure it out. What's going to be with the Luach? And they decide for everybody. So there you use the precise shear, which has to do with fractions. But as far as saying the same Talamata, that's up to everybody to know 60 days after the Tkufa. So we use the easier calculation. So the easier calculation is what Shmuel said. And this calculation is off. Someone asked Rabbi Moshe Feinstein a kasha, a shaila. Why do we start saying the same Talamata on December 4th? But that's 60 days after the Tkufa. Ask any child in a Goyisha elementary school, when is the beginning of fall? So they'll tell you September 22nd, no? So 60 days after September 22nd is November 22nd. So how did it become December 4th or 5th? How did everything get so cockeyed?
December 4th.
No, but this depends on the Tkufa. This depends on the solar year. So the solar year, everybody knows that the equinox is September 22nd. So 60 days later should be September, October, November, should be November 22nd.
Huh?
No, that was off also. That was off also. It was always off. It was off the same amount it was off then, it's still off now, even with the change of the day. So the answer is, that's what the Rishonim say, the Achronim say, that when it gets to the calculation of the same Talamata, we follow Shmuel's calculation. And every year it's going to be off by 14 minutes and 11 seconds. Mm-hmm. If you accumulate enough years, you add up every year 14 minutes off. It's going to add up to a whole day. So after a couple of centuries, it's going to be a few days off. So now instead of being November 22nd, it's way later.
It'll be December 5 instead of December 4. Where's that simple?
Yeah, another 100 years.
Oh, yeah?
Another 100 years. Every 100 years, it keeps on, every 200 years or so, it keeps on moving another day, keeps on getting more and more inaccurate, yeah. If you wait long enough, if you live another 50,000 years, so then you'll start saying the same Talmata on the first night of Pesach. that's what Rabbi Bleich is kidding about. That's what he jokes about. You hope that Mashiach will come before then and straighten out the mess. Yeah. So this inyan, the whole same Talmata doesn't really make any sense. In Eretz Yisrael, why did they say the same Talmata on Zayin Cheshvan? Because that's when they need the rain in Eretz Yisrael. And in Bovel, the Gemara says, when do they need the rain? So the Gemara says, 60 days after the Tkufas Tishrei. So we're using this inaccurate calculation, but we don't live in Bovel. We live in America, and they lived in Europe. The Rishonim lived in Europe. So how do they know what cheshbon to follow? So the Rishonim say, well, what do you do when there's a discrepancy between the Bavli and the Rishalmi? What do you do? We always follow the Bavli. The Rif writes in the end of Erevin, whenever there's a machlokes with the Bavli Shalmi, we always follow the Bavli. So in Eretz Yisrael, they say, V'sein talamot eran zayin cheshbon. And in Bavel, they say, V'sein talamot eran 60 days after the Tkufa. So whenever there's a discrepancy between the Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, we follow Bavel. What in the world does it have to do with it? It's not machloek, it's the Bavli and the Shalmi. In Eretz Yisrael, they need the rain on Zayin Cheshvan. And in Bavel, they need the rain 60 days after the Tkufi. You live in America, you need the rain all year long. Well, even in New York, there is no dry season. So that's what the Tur was the son of the Rosh. So he quotes that his father didn't understand. We should say we're saying Talamata all year long. What's going on? Where he lived. The 60 days after the Tkufas Tishri doesn't correspond to anything. So he has the Kasha. And he was outvoted. They don't listen to him.
Kalman Kalikstein once said that it seems that there was a period of time where the Catholic bishops moved the calendar 11 days.
Yeah, that's what he mentioned. They changed the God, the Pope. Yeah, the Pope changed it. Yeah. So they didn't make a bigger mistake. The same inaccuracy that we always had is here with us now, but just we moved it 11 days later. But it wasn't that it was correct before. It was always inaccurate. It was always inaccurate. Yeah, Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, thought that the Rosh Hashanah was a strong Taina. It doesn't make any sense. We live in a country where you need rain all the time. So he said that that was his grandfather's practice. That's what he did. That in the summertime, when we say the same bracha, he was concerned you should really say the same talamata. So he always used to say it in Shema Koleinu, because the din is that if you forgot the Saint Talamat and Baruch Aleinu, and you remind yourself in Shema Koleinu, so you Yotze B'di Yevet over there. So if the Rosh was outvoted, so you can't say the Saint Talamat and Baruch Aleinu. We don't understand why he was outvoted, so we should at least, and we really do need rain. We live in a country where you need rain. Summer or winter, we need rain. So that's why he thought that you should say the Saint Talamat all year long in Shema Koleinu.
The rain makes nether. You know, this is bracha, but there's no bracha, there's a nether.
So we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should bring the rain and it should be livracha, it should not be lenezek. No, but we need rain all year long. We don't want any tornadoes, not in the summer, not in the winter, but we want rain all year long. By us, in New York, it rains all the time. So that's the relevance of the Tkufa, is Nogeya to our calculations of the 60 days after the Tkufa's Tishrei. Then the Gemara makes a statement. The way Shmuel has the calculation, he simplified everything. He visualizes the solar year is 365 days and 6 hours and a quarter. So therefore, he divides into four parts. So the Tkufa, from one Tkufa to the other, is going to be 91 days, 7.5 hours. So Shmuel makes a statement. If you calculate from one Tkufa to the other, Tkufas Tishrei, take a look on the last narrow line going on to the wide lines. Ein Tkufas Tishrei nofeles o b'sholosh shoyes o b'teisha shoyes. Ben b'yom ben b'layla. Tkufas Tishrei will always be either 9 o'clock at night, sholosh shoyes. Let's say the night begins 6 o'clock approximately. So sholosh shoyes is 9 o'clock at night. Well, it's going to be Teisha Shoyes. One is 9 hours after 6 o'clock. Is what? Can't count so much. So 3 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock in the morning. So this is relevant in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Brura quotes the Pri Chodosh, who says like this: when do we start saying the Saint Talmud to Levracha? 60 days after the Tkufa. The Vos says 60 days after exactly to the minute. So the Tkufa falls out 9 o'clock at night. So we should start saying Saint Talmud to 60 days later, 9 o'clock at night. So it depends when did you dab Meir. If you daven Maariv before 9 o'clock at the early minyan, so you don't say the same talamata. You daven Maariv in the later minyan, then you should say the same talamata. So on the Shulchan Aruch it says, no, we don't go on the Eis L'Eis. That day, the day on which Tkufas Tishrei falls, that whole day is called Tkufas Tishrei. And 60 days later, the whole day you say the same talamata starting from Maariv. But there is an opinion in the Rishonim disagreeing. There is one day that you only start saying the same talamata 60 full days, me'eis L'Eis, after the Tkufa. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes La'alocha, if you daven Ma'ariv on Thursday night, December 4th, when is it? Another 2 weeks. Thursday night, December 4th, if you daven, oh, no?
Yeah.
2 weeks from now. So if you daven Ma'ariv early, You got to look in a luach to find out when I brought the wrong luach. Haben Ezra star luach for last year. It doesn't help. So you got to look. You got to look. There's a star luach for this year. So when is tkuf, when did tkuf has tishri fall out? But it's not going to be for sure. It's not going to be the first 3 hours. Either it's going to be 9 o'clock at night, or 3 o'clock in the morning, or it's going to be way later. So the Mishnah Berurah says, oh, this is this probably doesn't have the tkufa. No, this is not going to have the tkufa. You need that. So most luchas don't even have the tkufa. This one happens to have the tkufa. Ezra Star put in the tkufa. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you daven Ma'ariv early, within the first 3 hours before 9 o'clock, or sometimes before 3 o'clock in the morning, or sometimes even you daven Shachris the morning of December 5th already, and it's still not 60 days Meisleis. So if you forgot the Saint Talamot, but we wouldn't tell a person he has to daven over, because there is a day, Safik Brachas La'akal, since there is a day that you're not yet Mechuyev to say the Saint Talamot. So even though we don't pass like that, but B'dievet, if he forgot to say the Saint Talamot, we wouldn't tell him he has to daven over again. Sometimes, yeah. Standard. Sometimes, if you daven mincha early, yeah. Yeah, sometimes it'll be before mincha too. Right.
When we say that Shmuel trying to simplify things, so I can understand that if we're saying that it depends on each individual, so an individual may get all messed up like that, but if we're saying this is what the Beis Din or the community or something like that, those are the people who are experts, who know these people who make up the calendar or something like that. So why does you have to...
You see, By us, everybody has a calendar. We look on the luach to know when you say the same talamot. Apparently, years ago, wasn't a common thing to have a calendar. So everybody had to know when the tkufa was and calculate on his own when the 60 days is afterwards. The calculation of whether the year is going to be shanim pshuta, shanim uberes, or whether Kislev is going to have 29 days or 30 days, so that's determined by one group of people. That's not up to everybody. So for that, we follow the more precise calculations of Rav Ada. But as far as the tkufa here, benegiat of Saint Talamotor, so he followed the simplified version of Shmuel, even though it's inaccurate, even though it throws everything off. Then in Yeridaya, Rabbi Black quotes, in Yeridaya there's a simon in the beginning of the second chelik Yeridaya, things that you're not allowed to do mishum sakana. So the whole list of things. So the Rama says you shouldn't drink water that was in a container at the time of the tkufa. So you have to know exactly when the tkufa is. It's considered a sakana to drink water. Unless there was some metal.
Maya Megulim,
you shouldn't drink the water that was, the water that's in the river, that's okay. But the water that was detached from the river in a container at the time of the falling of the tkufa, you shouldn't drink. The Taz quotes the Ibn Ezra that the whole thing is a Baba Maisa, Shiganish Mikanish, and just forget about it. But the Ramo says that there were many people that now, I don't know of anybody who is careful not to drink water. No one cares when the tkufa is, who cares? It's not precise anyway, the whole thing is garnish bin garnish. So there were people in the days of the Ramo who were concerned about this. So how did they calculate the tkufa? So Rabbi Kivega on the bottom of the page there, and the Yerideh Simakuf design says, look in the Tshuvas Tzemach Tzedek, I think, from the early Tzemach Tzedek, not from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He was before the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Rabbi Kivega says, look in the early Tzemach Tzedek, that he discusses it, that since this is not to drink the water the day of the tkufa, that's for the whole Hamoin to determine. So there we use the easier calculation, the imprecise calculation of Shmuel. And only when you get to the luach, when you get to the kviyas of the year, is it when is Pesach going to be, when is Sukkot going to be, there we use the more precise calculation.
My Megulim was not dependent at all on the calendar.
No, there's one Mayim Gilui, there's a concern maybe a snake spit some poison in. That's one concern. So that says, well, we live, there are no snakes. Ein Nechashim Mitzuyim Etzleinu, so we're allowed to drink Mayim Megulim. But then there's a different thing. Water that was detached from the river, and it's a container at the time that the tkufa falls, so that for some reason or another was considered to be a sakana.
It has no connection with the calendar.
It has to do with the tkufa. You have to know when is the tkufa falling. You're talking about a different thing. Mayim Megulim here, it's talking that mayim is covered up.
Yeah.
In a container covered up, no snakes can get in. Still, you shouldn't drink that water if that water was detached from the river.
Maybe they left some... there's poison in the water.
No, that's mayim Megulim from the snakes. That's one concern. So that's what Tosfos says. It's lain ein nechashim mitzuyim, so we don't have any problem with mayim Megulim. But there's a different thing. In Yeridah, it says you shouldn't drink water that was in a container at the time that the tkufa fell. So you have to know when the tkufa is. So there Rabbi Kivega says, we follow the inaccurate tkufa of Shmuel. Those who are concerned about that. The Taz quotes Ibn Ezra, no one's concerned. So we don't worry about that. So I started to mention, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. So some balabas from Washington Heights asked him this shaila, how do we say the same talamata on December 4th? Any goyish child in elementary school knows that the tkufa's tishrei is September 22nd, so 2 months later, September, October, November, November 22nd. How is it December 4th? So Moshe laces it into him. He says, you shake it, you are pikiris, kaifer, and up, ba, ba, ba. And he has the man's name. A balabas from Washington has the man's name. So in the second edition of the Igris Moshe, they left out his name. I didn't know who the man was. So one day I remember I was davening in shul 30 years ago. So there was one Balava said, you see that man over there? I never saw him before. He said, that's the one. He's a Ramosha's Jewish. honorable mention. Honorable mention. Yeah. So Ramosha, I don't know, Ramosha just says that's the accepted practice. That's not an answer. I think the kasha is stronger than the answer. It doesn't matter. The whole 60 days after the tkufa, the Rosh said, doesn't make any sense. What are we praying for rain in Iraq? We should pray for, well, we need rain. We even need rain all year long. So what has got to do with Bavel? But there are no Jews in Bavel today. There's nobody there. So the whole thing doesn't make sense in the first place. But if you already say 60 days after the tkufa, so the whole calculation we have now is there's already almost 2,000 years after. It's already off. Every couple of years, it's another day off. So it's already so many. It's more than 10 days off of the correct calculation. It's a teller.
You sometimes have hulon vel hula dehu.
Okay.
And times have changed since that time.
Yeah, changed a lot. We don't live in Bavel anymore.
I know.
So that's what the rush time is.
But we still say hulon vel hula dehu.
It depends. The Moshe Gemara says hulon vel hula dehu. They say al ha'aretz vel peraseho. If you eat grapes. So the Gemara says, if you live in Bavel, you say Al Haaretz V'Al HaPeres. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you're eating Peres, you say Al Haaretz V'Al Peres. Well, if you live in America and you're eating grapes from Eretz Yisrael, then you say Al Haaretz V'Al Peres. If you live in America and you're drinking Israeli wine, then you say Al Haaretz V'Al Pri Gafna. If you live in Eretz Yisrael drinking American wine, you say Al Haaretz V'Al Pri Hagofen. You don't say Al Haaretz V'Al Pri Gafna. It depends where the Peres grew. So you have to update all the halachas. It depends what the Metzius is. So if you live in a country when they need rain some other season of the year, so that's what the Rosh Tain is. So why are we bound by what it says in the Gemara? We should use the klal of the Gemara and apply it to our circumstances. It's a big pella.
So actually our definition of kufa is not equinox. It's equinox according to Shmuel's calculation.
Yeah. With respect to talamotar and with respect to the drinking of the water for those who want to be medaktik. But with respect to the kviyas of the luach, about which year is going to be Shana Peshut to Shana Mevaris, and when Pesach or Sukkah should fall, then we don't use Shmuel. We use the other calculation that's known as the Tkufa Ravada, which is more accurate, less inaccurate than Shmuel's. So the whole thing is a big puzzle. The whole thing is a big
how
problem.
Far off
how far off
is Ravadas? Yeah. I don't know.
How would they get away with Shmuel with the best of Kiddush?
In the days of Shmuel, they still did Kiddush HaChodesh HaPiyari until the days of Abai V'Rava. That's a few generations later. They still had Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael being Kaveh the Luach based on the Riyas Havana. Yeah. They would notify them in Bavel.
Shmuel wasn't in Bavel.
Yeah, Shmuel lived in Bavel. Shmuel learned by Rabbi Yudan Nasi, then he moved to Bavel. Rabbi Shmuel, they both left to Bavel. Yeah. The Gemara has an Amid Beis. This is a topic of Erevin, about Tchumen. Tan Rabban, the top line at the Seft and Erevin. Tan Rabban, Hamarabeas Ha'ir, Osas, Kimin Tavlu Merubas. The city spreads out all over, sprawls all over the place, but you don't draw the tchum alpai mama away the same shape as the city. You make the city into a rectangle, and then you make a rectangle the fi ruchas ha'olam, like we just said, northeast southwest. That was the brisa on Amud Aleph, and then you make the tchum. The tchum is alpai mama in every direction. When you get to the corner, the Gemara says,
Let's say this is the city. So you go northeast, and this is north, and this is east.
Today.
Okay. So you go north like this, east, south, west, and then for the Tchumen, you take Alpaim Amah here, Alpaim Amah here. And what do you do in the corners? So you don't go Alpaim Amah radius from here, then you're going to make a circle over here. Of Alpaim Amah, the distance will be up. And this will also be an arc like this. So the Gemara says no. You go a full rectangle.
Another
square. A rectangle. So your Maviach, this is also Torah HaTchum. This is all Torah HaTchum.
So where is there a pasuk in Chumash that says anything about Chum? There is a Machlokes Satanoim. We learned already where the end of the first paragraph we had. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that Alpai Mama is a din Chum there, right? So the Gemara said we don't accept his opinion. We pask him that Alpai Mama is only the Rabban. Is there any Chum that's the Raisa? So that's where the Rif. Right, the Rif and the Rambam paskin like the Rishonim that Yud Beis Mil. Yud Beis Mil, one mil is Alpai Mama. So if you have 12 times that Yud Beis Mil, that's the Raisa. The Mechaber paskins like the Rif and the Rambam, and the Ramah paskins for the Ashkenazim that all Tchumen is only the Rabban. So there's not going to be any pasuk in Chumash. The Gemara quotes a pasuk: "Arem shvu ish tachto, ayetzi ish mi beso." Shvu ish tachto is a remes for it's only an asmachta. It's not a real drashik Gemara derais. Tosis points out we already had the Gemara memvov. Tosis points out that Erev Tchumen is the whole institution of Tchum Shabbos only the Rabbon, and Tosis doesn't hold for that Yerushalmi. Even Yud Beis Mil is only the Rabbon. So the whole din of Tchumen is only the Rabbon, and Erev Chatzeres is also only the Rabbon. So Tosis says, but Erev Tchumen is slightly more chomer than Erev Chatzeres. In my nafkamina, can you make the Erev Tchumen ben Ashmoshes? So the Mishnah says, Isartem Eravtem Hadliko Saner, says, Erev Shabbos before it gets late, so the husband has to tell his wife Hadliko Saner, go bench licht, and she asks the wife whether she took care of the Erev Tchumen, because the Erev Tchumen has to be taken care of mibod yom. You're not supposed to make an Erev Tchumen bein hashmashes. Eruv Chatzeres is to be allowed to carry in a rishus sayocha to put away the box of matzahs b'shutfes, so that the Mishnah says sofik chashecha savagena chashecha bein hashmashes. You may leg an Erev Chatzeres. You may place the Erev Chatzeres during Ben Hashmashes. So the Gemara in Baba Madlikan on this Mishnah points out, isn't it a contradiction? There it says before Shabbos begins, before Lichtzin time, which is before the Shkia, the husband should say, Eravtim, make sure you made it. He should do it himself. He should do it. She should do it. Someone should take care of the Erev Tchumen. And then it says, Sofik Hashecha, Savagena Hashecha, Ben Hashmashes. You're allowed to take a ma'arvin, you make the Erev. So the Gemara says, no stira. Eruv Tchumen is machomer. So Tosfos says, why? Not that it's the Raisa, it has an asmachta in the pasuk. So because it has an asmachta, that's why we're more machmer. So Eruv Tchumen you have to make before Shkia. And Erev Chatzer is only Takana Shalem HaMelech. So that would make all, you can even do it Ben Hashmashes. That's how Tosfos interprets the Gemara. That's an interesting Tosfos. That Tosfos says a din derabbanan that has an asmachta is more chomer than a din derabbanan that doesn't have an asmachta. We usually think that asmachta is a remez. You can take the New York Times and make an asmachta, make a Rosh Yitevis, a gematria. No, that's an asmachta b'yalma. But asmachta really means, that's how the Ritva writes in the first parak in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tazayin. Asmachta means this was the author's intention. When the Rabbanu Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted that in some later date the Chachamim should institute a din derabbanan, and he was meramez that din. Sometimes the Rabbanu Shalom was meramez the din with a heavy remez. So when you read in between the lines, that's a drasha gemura deraisa. The Torah Shabbat Peah tells you to read in between the lines. And sometimes it's a lighter remez. So the Rabbanu Shalom was meramez. This is the direction he would like us to go. He would be happy if we would make a din derabbanan, but he didn't intend to be mechayvas. So the Ritva writes, Kibalna Merabaseinu, that's from the base of Rosh Hashanah Ramban, that Asmachta is really the author's intention. That's what the Rabban Shalman had in mind. So that's what Taisa seems to say also. Taisa says that Eruve Tchumen is more chomer than Eruve Chatzeres. Eruve Tchumen may not be placed Bein Hashmashes. Eruve Chatzeres may be placed because Eruve Tchumen is more chomer because it has an Asmachta in the Pasuk. And Eruve Chatzeres has no Asmachta. And Taisa quotes the Gemara we learned. We spent a lot of time before the summer. Mem Vav, Mem Zayin. The Gemara has a din, halacha k'dibra mekel be'erev. Whenever there's a machlokes yochid ve'rabim, so we always follow the rabim, even in a din de rabbanon. We don't consider it a sofek. Maybe the din is like the yochid, and if it's only a din derabbanan, you can be mekel. No, yochid v'rab malachi kerabim. That's not a suffix derabbanan lekula. The yads are hacherab lahat. It's followed the majority. But when it comes to eruvin, so the Gemara says, like in avelas, kalamekel halachi derabmekel ba'ovel. And kalamekel bar tzalach gemarse bechutzlars by arlo bechutzlars. In certain cases, we'll mekel. So the Gemara says we'll mekel by eruvi chatzeris. Whenever there's any suffix, I will mekel. So the Gemara had a havamina that kula halachi devar mekel be'erev should only apply to eruvi chatzeris, should not apply to eruvi tchumin, because eruvi tchumin is slightly mochamer. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion loishna. It doesn't make any difference. There is a difference.
Year after or year after. You're asking the wife.
Yeah.
Year after already.
General.
Yeah. Did you make the Erev? Make sure you make it before Shkia.
Yeah.
So, with respect to Bein Hashmashes, we're more machmer by Eruv Tchumen than we are by Eruv Chatzeres. But with respect to Halachi Devar Mekel by Erev, the Gemara raised a possibility that maybe I should distinguish, maybe I should only say Halachi Devar Mekel by Erev by Eruv Chatzeres. But a Ruba Tchumen has an Asmach and a Pasig, maybe there are Machmer. So the Mar came to the conclusion that Loishna doesn't make a difference. But that's on Mem Zayin, I think. Doesn't make a difference. There we equate the two. We're even Mekel, Halachi Devar Mekel Be'erev, even in a Ruba Tchumen. So here the Gemara says, you're Merabeh the city, you make the city into a rectangular shape. And then you have to draw another rectangle, and you shouldn't say on the fourth line, Kishuhumodeid, this is a Tosefta, Kishuhumodeid, when you get to the corners, so don't draw a radius, don't draw an arc that the radius is going to be always Alpaimam. No, lo yimdad miyam tzakeren Alpaimam. No, neshumapsed as obvious. You're going to lose that. You make the full corner. So the Gemara wants to know, is there a mocker? So the Gemara later, in the middle of the Amud, the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Bamidbar. In the end of Bamidbar, there's a din. If one kills somebody b'shoigeg, so there are 6 ori miklot. So it says you should give the ori miklot to the levim. These are ori halavim. These were big cities. It's not allowed to be a big metropolis like New York City, because then you're going to lose control, and the goel adam may sneak into the city. He may kill the rotzeach b'shoigeg. Not supposed to be a little village, because the Ratzeach B'Shege will go off of his mind. It has to be B'chai Bohem. You have to make an Ori Mikvah that should have museums, and should have theaters, and should have movies, and should have a drugstore, and should have all the conveniences, and have a shopping mall. It should be a nice place. Shouldn't be too big, shouldn't be too small, shouldn't be too boring. It should be entertaining. You have to have a Daf Yomi Shir for the murderers and so on. But they had regular people. No, Harik B'Shege. But that regular people who lived there all year long. It was a regular, normal city. So the six Ori Miklot belonged to the Levim. And then it says, Valeim Titna Aboyim Mishtaimir, you give the Levim another 42 cities. So what was the special status of the 42 cities? It says 42 plus 6 is 48. Aboyim Mishmane here, it says in the Chumash. So the 48 cities all had a din of Ori Miklot. We learned in Makkos. The other 42 cities were also koilet, not exactly to the same extent as the Sheish Ori Miklot, but partially.
Which 42?
Ori Halavim. It says the additional 42 cities plus the 6 cities of the Ori Miklot were all given to the Ori Halavim. Sacha called 48 cities.
Where does the 6 convert into 48?
That's the pasuk in Bamid Balamehei. It says Beferish and Chumash, believe it or not. It says you give, it's a pasuk. It says you give the 6 Ori Miklot to the Levim. Valeim titnu, in addition to the 6, you give an additional Aboyim Ishtayimir. Then it says Sahakol, 48 cities. Okay. And they all have the din of Ori Miklot. And not the additional 42 are not koilet to the same extent as the Sheish Ori Miklot, only if he knows, not Bishoigeg. But basically, they're 48 Ori Miklot. There are special, so that's one din. All the 48 have a din of Ori Miklot. Yeah. Then there's a special din of Ori Halavim. It says Gula Tiel Halavim. Ori Halavim. Normally, if I sell a field to someone else in Eretz, I have a Sdei Achuza. I got it from the Elta Zeta Birusha. When it comes Yovel, I'm not going to have to give it away. I'm not going to have to give it away to someone else. It's not a Sdei Mikna that I bought it, and I only own it till Yovel. It's a Sdei Achuza. It's mine, Birusha. So what's the din if I sell a Sdei Achuza to some? If I sell a Sdei Mikna to someone else, Farfan, you can't get it back. If I sell a Sdei Achuza to someone else, it has to. I can't force him to sell it back in the first 2 years. But then I can buy it back after the 2 years are up. What if I sold Ori Halavim? So the din is gula tiel alvim. You can buy it back within. If I sell a bayis ba'ori chayma, I sell a house in a city that mukaf chamos yishuv benun, can only buy it back within the first year. After the first years are up, after the first year is up, so it's nechlat, you can't get it back. What if I sell ori halvim? I don't have to be a levi. I bought a house in ori halvim from one of the levim. Originally, in the days of Yishuv Benun, when they divided Eretzel, so these 48 Ori Halvim were given to Levim. The Levim can sell it to, I'm not a Levi, they sell it to me. So now it belongs to me. So if I own property in Ori Halvim, the din is Gula Tiel Alvim, you can be Goyal right away, you can be Goyal after the year is up. Within the year, you can always be Goyal. You always have a right to be Goyal. Even if you're not a Levi, if someone sold you, if it was a stay, Achuza by me, not as day miknif, it's as day achuza by me, somehow, let's say my Elta Zayda was a Levi, and then he had no sons, and the Ori Halvim, the area that he had, went to his daughters, and then the daughter married a non-Levi, and Ich bin Nishken Levi, so I have a stay achuza, I have not as day achuza, I have a house that's an achuza, in Ori Halvim, so the din is a gula tiel alvim, I can always buy it back. So that's a pasuk in Chumash, that's the halacha. So the Achrayim ask a question. I saw the Mishnah Melech and the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita Yevul. The last parak Hilchos Shmita Yevul asked the question: how come the Mishnah in the first parak in Kalim lists off Esa Kedushas Haim, the 10 levels of Kedushas Eretzel? So it says in the Mishnah, all of Eretzel has Kedusha as opposed to Chutz Lords, that there are certain mitzvahs Atlis words that apply in all of Eretzel. Then it lists off Ayoras Hamakov Chalam and Moshe Yeshua Ben Nun have a higher level of Kedusha. Then it says Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedusha than the other Ayaras HaMekav Yishchem. Then it says Harabais has a higher level of Kedusha. Go weiter, weiter, weiter. Some of the Chilukim Amin the Rabbanon, some of the Chilukim Amin HaTorah. So there are 10 levels of Kedusha. How come it doesn't mention the Ori Halvim? They have a separate din. So the Mishnah Melech says, because it doesn't have a higher level of Kedusha. The Mishnah is listing off Esa Kedushas. There are special dinim that apply to Ayaras HaMekav Yishchem, special dinim that apply to Yerushalayim, special dinim that apply to the Har HaBayis, because it has a higher level of Kedusha. Ori Halvim don't have a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Eretzel. They have special dinim. But not every time that you have special dinim doesn't necessarily mean that you have a higher level of Kedusha. So there's special dinim in a get to Ori Halvim. So the Pasuk says regarding Ori Halvim, you have to give the Levim these 48 cities, the Memches Ori Halvim. Then you give Alpai Mama outside of the Ori Halvim. Tchum Alpai Mama. So Rabbi Kiva says, there you have it. You see that Tchum Shabbos says, Alpai Mama, it's a din deraisa. The other Tanoim say, no, that's a din in Ori Halvim. You have to give the Levim 48 cities, and you have to give the Tchum around it, but it's irrelevant as far as
Shabbos.
It's nothing to do with Yitzias HaShabbos. Nothing to do with walking on Shabbos. You can walk as far as you want on the level of the deraisa. So we have a pasuk that speaks about Alpai Mama. Then the pasuk also speaks about Elef Ama Migrosh. So Vasa does, you give them Elef Ama, you give them Alpai Mama. So the Mishnayis and Erechin, the end of Erechin, so the Mishnayis explain, you have to give Alpai Mama around the city. Every city is made into a rectangular shape. Then you give Alpai Mama the larger rectangle. And the first Elef Ama within the Alpai Mama has a special status of Migrosh.
Of what?
Yeah. So this is Migrosh, you're not allowed to plant any vegetation. I saw the Meiri Anadav says you're not allowed to plant trees either. That's against the Gemara. I don't have a fancy Meiri. In the new editions, they probably have in the footnotes on the bottom of the page. Gemara in the second parak in Bava Basra says Beferish, that within the first 1,000 amas, it has a special status of Migrosh. That's for parking lots, for other things. You're not allowed to plant vegetables or grass. But trees, you're allowed to plant. What's the idea? And then in this part, over here, that you plant fields. You plant whatever you want. And this, all of the Ori Halvim, you have to give them Alpai Mama around. The first Elef Ama has to be Migrosh. And you're not allowed to plant vegetables. You're not allowed to plant anything in that area. That's a lav. You're not allowed to plant. And then the extra Elef Ama Saviv belongs to the Ori Halvim. So there's a Machlekes HaTanaim in a Mishnah in the end of Erechin. Not the last Mishnah, towards the end of Erechin, the Tanoim have a the way the Rambam reads it, the way the Gemara reads it, the way the Rambam reads it, there's a Machlekes HaTanoim, whether this din, that you have a Migrosh, the first Elef Ama, you have a Migrosh, then the next Elef Ama, you have Sodeh. Sodeh, does this din apply to all cities in Eretz Yisrael? Or does it only apply to the 48 Ori Halvim? So the Rambam understands, like the Gemara says in Bava Basra, that it's a machlekes hatanaim, and the Rambam passes like the Tanakam, like the Chachamim, that this applies to all cities in Eretz Yisrael. The Taisis Yontev writes on the Mishnah is there in Erechin that it's not a machlekes hatanaim. The second Tanah, Rav Lazar Rav Yosi, is the one here. Rav Lazar Rav Yosi is quoted here, Tanya, in the middle of Nun Vav and Beis, the Gemara is quoting a Tosefta Sof Erechin. The Tosefta in the end of Erechin also says, the Machlekes Tanakam and Rav Lazar Rav Yosi, whether the din only applies to Ori Halvim. So that's what he says, Tchum Ori Halvim Alpay Mamo. The Tchum is Alpay Mamo around, and Tzemehem Elef Amma Migrosh. The first Elef Amma is Migrosh, you're not allowed to plant any vegetables, any grass, and the next Elef Amma is only for Tchum. If Tchumen is deraisa, it's all zayin for Tchumen deraisa. If Tchumen is lav deraisa, it's a din in Ori Halvim. You have to give this to Levim. So he claims, Rav Lazar Rav Yosi says, it's only a din in Ori Halvim. It doesn't apply to every city in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam paskens like the Tanakam, it applies to all cities in Eretz Yisrael. The Tosis Yontev writes, Peledik, Tosis Yontev writes on that Mishnah, that Rav Lazar Rav Yosi isn't disagreeing with the Tanakam, he's Mefaresh, and no one holds that it applies to all the cities in Eretz Yisrael. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara said the Pharisees. It's a machlokes hatanaim, and the Rambam paskens against Rav Lazar Rav Yosi.
There are places where they were not planting any trees in a Beis HaMidrash or in a Beis HaKnesset. There were places where they...
Chotzer Beis HaKnesset, yeah. That's another din. That's a different din. There's a din. Lasita lo chashera kolay tzeitz on mizbach Hashem alokecha. You're not allowed to plant the tree on the harabais, even to beautify the harabais.
Right.
So Rabbi Kivege quotes from Rav David Aramor, wrote a pirush on the Rambam. He wrote, Rav David Aramor apparently didn't have a case of Mishnah. So he wrote Marmakaimus on the Rambam. He said, Kemat, they sell, the book is available. So I, by mistake, I bought the sefer. So it was on sale, so I couldn't, I got it for $1. Got a sefer for $1. So he has Marmakaimus on the Rambam. He doesn't have as many Marmakaimus as the Kes Mishnah does. Magi Mishnah, Kes Mishnah, he doesn't have. But it's important, there are around five things that he says in the sefer that nobody else says in the world. But the five things that he said, Reb Kiveger always quotes. So one of them is about this, that he says, just like there's a din, you're not allowed to plant a tree in the Azara, on the Harabai, so too you're not allowed to plant a tree, B'chatzah Beis HaKnesses.
But it will not apply to the others.
There's a different din. In the Migrash, the first Elef Amma around Ori Halvim, according to the Rambam, the Paskins like the Tanakama, in any city in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to trees you may plant, the Mishnah Malach says trees you may plant, that's enough in the Gemara, but you're not allowed to plant vegetables in the Migrash. So then this Tanar, Rav Lazar Rav Yosi, makes a statement. He says if you'll calculate, it'll turn out that the Migrash, the area where you're not allowed to plant vegetables, this area here around the city, is one quarter revia of the whole extra area. So the Gemara says, how is it one quarter? It's half. This is Elef Amma and this is Elef Amma. So it's not going to be a whole half because you have the corners over here. So it's going to be more than a quarter. It's going to be more than a third. So the Gemara says, it's one quarter including the size of the city. Not that it's one quarter of the extra amount, it's almost one half. It's more than a third, it's almost between a third and a half. What is one quarter of the whole thing? The Gemara says, how is it one quarter of the whole thing? It's also not always gehalten. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a city that's circular. The city is in a circular shape. So true b'negeh to tchumen for Shabbos and for Ori Halvim, we go like this, we make a rectangle out of it. And then for the Alpai Mama, make a rectangle over here. But for the Migrosh, the Din Deraisa Migrosh, you just draw another circle. So that's a question. Is that really the halacha? In order to make sense out of this, Braisa said, Amoroyim, give that pshat. Who gives the pshat? I forgot already. Who is it? Rava says. No, it's a little past Rava. Bibula Kama, right. Five lines from the bottom. Misav is Bibula Kama. You think that the Migrash is going to be rectangular shape. Moses says, no, Bibula Kama. He draws a circular shape. So that's a big breakthrough. That's a chiddush. The pashtus, until you get to that point, we always thought that just like when you get to Tchumen, where the Tchumen is the Reis of the Rabbanon, you make a rectangle, then you make a bigger rectangle. So here also, on the level of the Din Deraisa, the Ori Halvim, you make a rectangle, you make another rectangle. So he says, no. You whatever the shape of the houses of the city is, that's the Elef Amos Saviv is going to be the Migrosh, and you don't make it into a rectangle. So that's a Shaila Lalocha. Does that remain Lamaskana? Does that remain Lamaskana? Then you get to the next daf. So the Gemara is breaking the head to try to make sense of this Brisa, the Rab Loza, who's his name? Rab Loza Rab Yossi says that the Migrosh is going to be one quarter the size of the extra area that's added on. So the Gemara says, no, not one quarter the size of the extra area, one quarter the whole size. The Gemara is trying to give other suggestions. So the Top Tosfos interprets, Top Tosfos on Zayin Amud Aleph interprets, that there's a then Rashi finally gets around to that also. Rashi's not so sure. Lish Nachrina Rashi, Rashi agrees with Tosis. So the Top Tosis says that there's a machloikes between Ravina and Ravashi on the fourth line from the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth line. Fifth line from the top and the sixth line from the top. So Ravina says, my Ravina de Tchumen. Ravina claims that when you have a city, let's say when you have a city like this, let's say the city is a rectangular shape. So Tosis learns Pshat and Rabina that you only have the din of Migrash is Elef Amah here. You're not allowed to plant vegetables. Elef Amah here. Elef Amah here. An elephant here, and you don't include the corners of it.
Right.
Only like that. And Ravashi, Tosis interprets Ravashi. Rashi has two pshatim, but Tosis interprets. Ravashi holds punk farket. You only have the corners. You're allowed to plant all the vegetables you want here, 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 and here. It's only a din in the corners. The whole Tchilas HaSugi is not so. That you have a whole rectangular shape, just like for Tchumen, you do Alpai Mamo. So for Migrish, you do Elephama around. So there are different opinions here in the Gemara, whether Migrish is going to be circular, or you make it into rectangular shape, and in Tim Tzeloima that you're making rectangles, is it only these four, or is it only these four, in the four corners? And according to the Rambam, this applies to every city in Eretz Yisrael, to beautify all the cities in Eretz Yisrael. Then the Gemara is bothered with Akasha. It says, Mados Michutz L'ir Saviv. You should measure around Saviv, around the whole city, Michutz Lo'ir, Saviv. So if you tell me like Ravashi, it's only the four corners. So how is that Saviv? Saviv means around and around. If you hold like Ravin also Shver, how is it Saviv? Just have the bars over there. What about the corners? And it's more difficult according to Ravashi. You only have the corners. So the Gemara says, Dosinishkin Kasha, the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Aleph says, when you bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, you do the Zrikas HaDam on the Mizbeach Saviv. So what do? You take dam and you smear it on the Mizbeach Saviv, around and around. No, you put a Zrika in one corner, a second corner, a third. By a Chatas, you do four Zrikas. By an Oila, you splash in the corner. So you have one Matana that covers two corners, and one Matana that covers two corners. That's called Saviv. So you see over there that's called Saviv. So this is also called Saviv. Saviv doesn't necessarily mean Arum and Arum. So this is interesting. The whole din of Tchumen is only the Rabbanon, but called the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Reis HaTikkun. Not only like Tosfos said that Tchumen, Erev Tchumen is more chomer, slightly more chomer than Erev Chatzeres, because you have an Asmacht in the Chumash. You have the whole description of the Ori Halvim, and according to the Rambam, he passes by all the cities in Eretz Yisrael. He's supposed to have Alpai Mama around the city. And you have part of the Dinam of Tchumen appear in the Chumash about the calculation of the Ori Halavim. And the Gemara has all the different Lashonis, how far it corresponds. How far do the Dinam of Tchumen correspond to the Dinam of the Migrash around the cities? Okay, we'll stop here. In the beginning of this week's Sedra, towards the beginning of the Sedra, Avraham Avinu realized he has to find a shidduch for his son Yitzchak. He's still a bocher. So Yitzchak was brought down the Akedah, so he had the status of a carbon oilah. So a carbon is a din. Before you shech the carbon, there's no psul yotzei. It doesn't become nifsal b'yotzei if it leaves. Every carbon has a makam. If it's a kachim kachim, the makam is the azara. If it's a kachim kalim, the makam is Yerushalayim. So when it goes chutzlam kama, it becomes nifsal b'yotzei. But that's only after shechita. Before you do the avodah rishonah, nothing is nifsal b'yotzei. So here, Yitzchak is considered like a carbon after the shechita. Even though the shechita was never done on him. The shechita was done on the ayil, but the shechita on the ayil was considered as if the avodahs were done on Yitzchak. That's the pasuk in the end of the Teuchach and B'chul Kosev, Zechartes B'si Yaakov, Afes B'si Yitzchak, Afes B'si Abraham Esko. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash, why does it say Zechartes B'si Yaakov? Rabbi B'si Avraham Ezkar, it says the verb Zechira by Yaakov and by Avraham. By Yitzchak, it doesn't mention the verb Zechira. It's self understood. Zechartes B'si Yaakov, Afes B'si Yitzchak, it's understood, he'll remember. Rabbi B'si Avraham Ezkar. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, it doesn't have to say Zechira by Yitzchak, because Afra Tzofer Munach Agabi Hamizbech. Zechira is on something. Someone is not here, so I remember the person is not here. But the person is here, I don't have to remember. He's under my nose, I can see him. So Avraham Avinu is not here, and Yaakov is not here. Yitzchak. So Rashi calls him, Afra Tzofer Munach Agabi Hamizbech. Yitzchak Yeshes are there on the Mizbech. What in Yitzchak's Yeshes? Yitzchak was never burnt on the Mizbeach. So the Medrash is saying, no, the Avodah that was done to the Ayil Acha, Nechaz Basrach B'Karnov, was considered as if it was Chal on Yitzchak. So Yitzchak had the din of a carbon lachar haktor, had a din of a carbon lachar, so it could be nifsal b'yotzei. So he sends, Avram Avinu sends Eliezer, Eber Avram, to go find the Shidduch. So he says, what's going to be? Ulai l'sov v'isha l'alacha sacharai ha'hosha v'hosha v'zbincha olor tzahahi. Should I bring his son to Chutzlar? He says, no, you're not allowed to. He has a din of a carbon, he's not allowed to go. Yitzchak didn't realize that. So that's why later it says, Vayiro Baretz, there was a famine. So Yitzchak thought he's going to do it exactly the same as Avram. He's going to go down to Mitzrayim. So the Rabbanu Shalom says, no, Gur Baretz Azoz, you're a carbon. Your father was not a carbon, he can go to Mitzrayim. You're a carbon, you'll be Nifsal B'yotzei if you leave Eretz Yisrael. Here the makam of the carbon is Eretz Yisrael. So when Avram Avinu sends Eliezer to find the Shidduch, so he says, "Va'ashbiyacha b'Hashem alakei Hashemayim." He doesn't ask him, please take a shvu. He says, "I impose upon you a shvu." "Va'ashbiyacha b'Hashem alakei Hashemayim shelatzik achi shelivnim b'mnas haknan shanoshi yeshe b'kirboy." It said, "You came al arts. You have to go to Ur Kazim to find the Shidduch for my son." So the pasuk never says that he said yes. It never says that he was masking. Never said amen. Let's say you want me to go on a diet, so he says, I should stop eating fattening food. So if I say amen, say take a shvua. If I say amen, kol ayin ami kil hoytzi shvua mi pib dami. If I didn't say amen, so you can't force a shvua on me. From the pashtus of the pasuk over here, it sounds as if Avraham Avinu had the ability to impose the shvua on Yitzchok. There's sometimes you have in the Mishnayos a concept of mushbam pi acherim. There are rare cases where I have the right to force a shvua on you. Let's say shvua se'edus. So I know that you were there when the hezek occurred, and you don't want to testify in court, then I'm going to lose the case if you don't testify. I know you were there when he borrowed the money, or whatever the story was, and you refused to testify. So I have the right to force a shvu on you. I want you to swear that you don't know any edus. So the Mishnah has, in rare cases, I can force a shvu on you. Here it would appear as if Avraham Avinu had the ability to be mashbia Eliezer Eved Avram. So I saw the Netziv in his commentary on Chumash has a chiddush. He says because he was an Eved of Avraham, and the Odin has the right to demand of the Eved to do services for him, whatever the boss tells him to do, he's mechuyev to do, he's an Eved. So therefore he has a right to be mashbia him. That's Eved like Grois HaChiddush. It doesn't say that in the Gemara anywhere. It doesn't say that. The Rambam has something, but not at all like that. The Rambam has, based on the Mishnah Nazir, that if the Eved took a Neda Naziris, that the Eved is not going to be Metam Lameisim, is not going to be drinking wine, he's going to make light, and he's going to go with long hair, he's not going to cut off his hips. When I'm going to have guests come to my house, I'm going to see this Eved walking around with this long hair, I'm going to have to fire emfer to everybody. He's not a hippie, he's a Nazir. I have to go for emfer. So the Rambam interprets in the Mishnah that the Odin, just like the husband has the right to be Mefer Nidre Yishto, so the Odin has the right to be Mefer Nizirus Avdo, because it interferes with the Odin's ability to function normally. And the same thing if the Yevet takes a Neder, that interferes with his ability to function for his master, so the Odin has a right to be mefer, to force him to violate the neder. But this, the Odin has the ability to be mashbir the yeh, but this agrois achidish. So the Netziv gives another marshal. So I remember Rav Soloveitchik gave the marshal, but he didn't say the name of the Netziv, didn't say the way he said it. He gives a marshal from the Mishnah in the first Perek in Yuma. It says that there used to be mashbir the Kohen Gadol. There were many generations in the times of the Baal Shem Tov that the Kohen Gadol was a tzeduki. And he wouldn't do the Avodah according to the tradition of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Sanhedrin, sometimes the Sanhedrin would tzedukim also. So when you had a generation where the Sanhedrin were Orthodox Jews, and the Kohen Gadol was a tzeduki, so there would be mashbia the Kohen Gadol, that he should do the Avodah the way they instructed him to do. So it doesn't say in the Mishnah that he answered Amen. It sounds like they were mashbia him, they had the ability to impose a Shva on him. So then it says again, yeah, the Kohen Gadol, the Bez Nagadol are the bosses over everybody in Klal, so everybody's mechuyev to listen to them. Just like the Odin has the ability to be mashbia the Eved, so the Bez Nagadol has the ability to be mashbia anybody in Klal. So he says the Melech has the ability to be mashbia. Achidush on top of achidush on top of achidush. So I remember Rav Soloveitchik toned it down a little bit. Maybe that's why he didn't say it over from the Netziv. Every so often he would say, Netziv was the Alter Zeder, so he would say over. Rav Chaim married the Netziv's granddaughter. So this he didn't say over because he said a little differently. He thought that you have a right to be mashbia. The Bez Nagadol has a right to be mashbia. The Kohen Gadol is going to do the avodah properly because it's negeir to Gans Klal Yisrael. Not stand that they're the bosses and everyone's supposed to listen to them. The avodah that the Kohen Gadol is going to do is supposed to bring a kapara to everybody. So since he's doing on behalf of Klal Yisrael, therefore you have a right to force a shvu on him. And he said over here also, the shidduchim of the Yavis is negated to the whole future of Klali. So he's going to marry the wrong girl, so she won't qualify to be one of the Imois. If the Yavis can't function without Imois. That's what he said. After Sora passes away, so you have very little about Avraham Avinu. You just have the Akeda, everything took place before. The big Nisoyin was about buying the Beis HaKvaris and the Moros HaMachpelah. You don't have anything more. So if Yitzchak is going to marry the wrong girl, so he won't qualify to be one of the others. If he doesn't marry the right girl, if he doesn't have the right shidduch, it's not going to be. So since it's negir to the whole future of Klal Yisrael, so this type of ishvu, you have a right to be mashbia bal korcha. But still a chiddush. The Netziv points out the main nekuda, that over here, mashbiacha, he didn't have to say amen, and the Kohen Gadol didn't have to say amen either. And he thinks that there's a connection. So the only question is, what's the connection? So the two has bear. Yeah.
How does it help that Sanhedrin was being much bigger than Kohen Gadol and the Tzaduk? Imagine the reverse way the Sanhedrin, the Kohen Gadol, and the Tzaduk are there much bigger. Is he going to
the din is if he takes a shvua levatul samitz, so the shvua is not kal. So that's what the mechorshim is. He takes a shvua, he's going to do the avodah the way they told him. But lefishi tosa, that's a nishba levatul samitz. He's supposed to do it the way he thinks.
Right.
So the Estakasha, how is the Shvuah Chal? So Nishba L'Vatul Samitzah. So they say that the Tzdukim didn't hold for that din either. Nishba L'Vatul Samitzah is not Chal. That's what the Chachamim said. Nishba L'Vatul Samitzah is the Shvuah Chal.
They asked again, Rebbe, under the circumstances, over there was a Kohen Gadol in night of Yom Kippur. So, B'Kesh Lehis Namnum? How can you imagine me and that? So the Gerer Rebbe said, sometimes you need yinge koiches.